case 23 of the Mumankan, the gateless gate. Think neither good nor evil. The sixth ancestor was once pursued by the monk Myo as far as Mount Dayu. The ancestor, seeing Myo coming, laid the robe and bowl on a rock and said, "This robe represents the faith. How can it be competed for by force? I will allow you to take it away." Myo tried to lift it, but it was immovable as a mountain. Terrified and trembling with awe, he said, "I came for the Dharma, not the robe. I beg you, lay brother, please reveal it to me." The ancestor said, "At the very moment you were chasing after me, without thinking good or evil, what is your primal face before your parents were born?" In that instance, Myo suddenly attained deep realization, and his whole body was covered with sweat. In tears, he bowed and said, "Besides the secret words and secret meaning you have just revealed to me, is there anything else deeper yet?" The ancestor said, "What I have now preached to you is no secret at all. If you reflect on your own true face, the secret will be found within." That, I'll stop here. The case in the Mumankan is longer than that. But let me say something about some of the words here. At the very moment you were chasing after me, without thinking good or evil, what is the primal face of Monk Myo, or a primal face before your parents were born? Or could just be, what was your face before your parents were born? In that instance, Myo attained deep realization. And then he said, "Besides the secret words and secret meaning." Now, when he says secret word, actually, in one sense, you could say secret word. But when the ancestor responds, "What I've now preached to you is no secret. If you reflect on your own true face, the secret," could be translated as, "the intimacy will be found within yourself." Secret is the word, also is intimacy, is that word. "Besides these intimate words and intimate meanings you have just revealed to me, is there anything else?" This is really all our practice, all our life, without thinking good or evil, at this very moment, at this very moment. The primal face before parents were born. We don't have to say, we could just say, "What is your face before your parents were born?" Primal is one way of simplifying it, so that in Mumon's quote, he leaves out "before your parents were born," but in the original it says "before your parents were born." What is this most intimate? It's not a secret. Intimacy is not a secret. And yet, without thinking good or evil, which for most of us gets us in trouble and leads to us encumbering reality, covering over reality with our ideas, dreams, thoughts, feelings, you could say, what we think. We are, others are, how they, the world, should or shouldn't be. Then we miss this reality that is our life. We miss because caught in self-centered dream, or caught in dream, holding to thoughts and feelings, emotions of all sorts, we miss this very face, not somewhere out there, but this intimacy of the very life that you are at this moment, that we are at this moment. It's not a secret, and yet it seems to be hidden from us. And it requires us, as the sixth ancestor says, reflecting on our own true intimacy, which is, this is what Zazen is, being the intimacy of this moment. Then we find it, he says, within ourselves, we find it all over, which is nothing but ourselves. All sorts of ways where our ideas are good and evil, good and bad, like and dislike, gets in the way. What we think is, should be, is in the sense of what I really am, what others really are. These days, especially, these likes and dislikes get us into all sorts of trouble. Several years ago, I created an example because of the troubles that people were having, and I thought, well, okay, I've spoken about that. It's not an issue, but I've discovered that it is an issue, so I will resuscitate that old example for somewhat updated. We come into the Zendo, it's at dawn, it's really dark out, there's a candle on the altar, but that's all there is in the way of light. So we look for where we can sit down, and there's a space between two people. So we sit down, ching, 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 the period begins, we sit Zazen, and then at the end of the Zazen period, ching, ching, we get up and we turn around and someone turns on the light so we can do Kinhin, and you're standing there and all of a sudden you notice on one side of you is Joe Biden. On the other side of you is Donald Trump. Across from you is Robert Kennedy Jr. I'll leave it at those three. If you notice reactions, especially strong, good, that guy's terrible, that guy's wonderful, or whatever else, if you notice yourself getting caught in those as you're walking between them around the Zendo slowly, or as the case brings up, if you notice thinking good and evil, then you miss the intimacy of your life of this moment. Already this has come up with people because people react to all sorts of events, and it's especially tumultuous and there are strong reactions that we believe. No problem with the reactions. Yeah. It's caught in the dream, holding to those thoughts and feelings, whether it's about something at distance in the world, and there's all sorts of things. The world keeps providing us all opportunities or whether it's your own family, your own house, your own neighbors, your friends who you spend time with. It's not that good or evil doesn't arise. Good, bad, judgments, all sorts of thoughts of likes and dislikes. But if that blinds us to the intimacy of this moment of our life, then we miss our life. It's always right here. It's not something else. And it's always right here, not in our thinking, but in the very moment of our living, which includes thoughts, feelings, actions, behavior, standing up, turning around, stepping, kinhin, sitting zazen, talking to people. It's this intimacy of, without thinking good or evil, the primal face of our life, the primacy, the intimacy of our life functioning with the world and all those who we encounter. That's right there. It's not a secret. And yet, we're far away from it often. Then we miss the taste of our life. We, as the koan says, states a little further, you're like a person who drinks water and you don't know whether it's cold or warm for yourself. But if you realize practice, then you're like a person who drinks water and knows for themselves whether it is cold or warm. You don't need someone else to tell you that. Your mouth, tongue, being knows this. It's up to us to drink water when we're drinking water, to say hello without being caught up with, what did she tell me last day? What did she do? I'm not going to talk, oh, hello, or whatever else. I got to sit between the two of them. So, thinking neither good nor evil in this very moment, what is your primal face before your parents were born? What is, not what is, be the primacy of exactly your life. We want to use the word being just this moment. That's your task. Doesn't matter in the Zendo, doesn't matter chopping up some cucumbers, washing the dishes, talking on the phone, someone hanging up on you, all sorts of opportunities. Thinking neither good nor evil, be this primal face. Thank you.